statement.
Okay.
The July 20th, 2026 regular meeting at the White Elk and Grand Oak Environmental Commission is now in session. In accordance with the provisions of Section 8 of the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise that notice of this meeting has been posted in the lower level of the Memorial Town Hall, and that a copy of the annual schedule of meetings has also been filed with the Township Clerk, and that copies of this agenda and the annual notice of meetings, of which this is a part, have been heretofore sent to the Richwood News, the Record, and the North Jersey Herald and News, all papers with general circulation throughout the Township of White Elk. All right. So before we get started, I don't know if everybody knows John over here. So are you recording? Is that what you
Correct.
Said?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. I just started.
Okay. John started this local publication, Wyckoff, what's it called?
Wyckoff News.
Wyckoff News. That was a very complicated description. And, you know, so he reached out in advance to Denise, and she put him in touch with the township clerk to get the permission to record the meeting. So it was our journalist, our first journalist in attendance during my tenure. Anyway.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
All right, so let me do the roll call. Commissioner Buechler, how do you say it?
Buechler,
okay.
Here.
Okay, Commissioner present. Brenner, present. Brenner?
Here.
Commissioner Campatiello is in Aruba, so she tells me. Commissioner Kober?
Here.
Is here. WEC Secretary Caparelli is not here. Commissioner Martha?
Here.
Chairman Wyner, I'm here. Planning Board Liaison Santella is not here. And Township Committee Liaison Melchione is here. All right, can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes of June 15th? I was not here, so it has to be people who were here. So that should be...
Motion.
Yep.
Okay, motion, second. Yeah,
motion, second.
Okay, there we go. Do you guys remember, did we then vote on that? I guess we vote to approve them, don't we? I think so, because there's places for me to check boxes
yeah.
here.
Just do a roll call.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so Commissioner Buechler?
Yes.
Commissioner Kober?
Here, yes.
Commissioner Martha?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so moving on. The first item on the agenda is just updates on the Centennial Day Street Festival, which was last month. It was a very well-attended event overall for the town. As far as our booth, I think we had a good day. We raffled off a composter, so we had somebody win a composter for their backyard, which was great. And it was not a money raffle, it was just a fill out a ticket, and we'll pull a name out of a hat. Mm-hmm. So that was good. We gave away a bunch of the leftover t-shirts from the team up to Tidy Up. I think we mainly had kid sizes. A lot of kids got a shirt that were, kids get excited about stuff like that. We also gave away, we had a whole box of reusable bags that had been donated by ShopRite. Mm-hmm. And we gave most of those away too, which is great. And then we also gave away these, just brought these in case anybody didn't see what they turned out to be. But these are bamboo cutlery for the, you know, launch of Skip the Stuff. Mm-hmm. So when it's got like a little twine
that's
thing
good.
Here and a napkin.
Yeah,
these seem to go over pretty well too. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants one, there's a whole box here. You can just grab one after the meeting or grab two, whatever. Maybe plenty. It's funny because we didn't get all the ones in time that we thought we were going to get, so we were really stingy with them at the start of the day. and then says, we don't need to be so stingy anymore. Anyway, so, but yeah, from our perspective, it went well as well. So that was a good day. The fall litter cleanup event, Denise is coordinating that. And she left these for me. I thought we had already picked a date, but she's asking September 19th or October 3rd. I don't really have an opinion. Apparently, September 19th is National Cleanup Day, so that might be a good reason to do it then. I don't know, they may have any opinions on that. This is like the teen litter event they have in the fall.
If it's the National Cleanup Day, that sounds like a nice time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Because it's a Saturday.
Yeah. Either one is a Saturday. I just think the further you get into the fall, the more people have other things coming up, you know. And I will just circulate this. I realize it's 2 months away and people may not know what their schedules are, but we're looking for volunteers to help with the setup and the cleanup. Two people, there's two locations, which I have to talk to her about that. I'm not sure we need that, but maybe we do. So two people in the morning at each location, and then two people, at, well, from 8:30 to 10:30, then 10:30 to 12, basically, is what she has on here. The two locations, one is here, and the other one would be the community park, which I guess on a Saturday would have a lot of activity because they have sports there on a Saturday. So, anyway, I'll just circulate this. If you know, if you're available to sign up, apparently she signed me up, although I didn't tell her I could do it. But that's fine. And if you don't know yet, that's fine. We'll have to reach out again on via email, though, because this is before our next meeting. So, but I'll just, I'll tell her that we agreed on the 19th.
Oh, so it's going to be the 19th, okay.
Yeah. It's not, you know, we don't, I mean, I think last year I was away during this. 2 years ago we did it, and I mean, it's not the kind of turnout you get for the team up to tidy up, because it's really just kids. It's teenagers, high school kids, maybe some middle school kids. But it's a good event to clean up some trash, and it's a good event that they can get some volunteer hours and, you know, whatever they need. So that's what that is. Next item on the agenda is the construction waste ordinance proposal. Do you have any update on that, Pete? You know, is that coming before the council? Like,
no, because we have a new Tom Gensheimer retired.
I'm sorry?
Tom Gensheimer retired. He ran our building department. So we just hired someone new.
Okay.
So he's got a review, an engineer's got a review, so we've only hired 5 weeks or so.
Okay.
They need a little bit of time to...
I wasn't aware of the retirement.
Yeah, he was here. Tom was here for a long time, so...
Really?
Does that fall under DPW? So he was...
No, it's building department.
It's building department. Separate thing. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Where did the new guy come from?
He's from Michael.
Just bear with me, because since Denise isn't here, I'm taking notes, too. The next item is the Skip the Stuff legislation, which I know we've talked about several times before. I sent out earlier today, but I don't think I had a chance to see it.
I read it.
Well, you can take one and pass them around. These are, I just drafted a, sorry, having trouble getting the pages to separate. What we had talked about previously was just sending a letter from the town, whether it comes from, you know, the town administrator or it comes directly from the commission, I guess we could debate, or the town could tell us. But to let the businesses who are affected by this know that this change in the law is coming, and, you know, give them our WEC email address so that if they have questions, they have a place to go to ask questions. I know we also talked about providing some materials to them that we're allowed to use the Clean Communities funds to purchase. So it's not actually our budget, it's the Clean Communities budget. Things like, a window cling or a table tent that they can put at the counter where the takeout is so they can let people know about the law and how it affects them. I have to get with Denise because I don't exactly know how that works. In terms of that budget, but anyway, I just wanted people's feedback on the draft letter to see if you think it's a, you know, good thing to do, any specific suggestions. And I guess the question to Pete is, if we want to do something like this, who would it come from? Like, how does it...
I would come from the Environmental Commission.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm not sure what your budget is or how much you spent this year, but you guys do have a budget.
Well, I meant the letter itself.
Yeah, I was talking about the commission.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's, you know, we're just talking about postage, which is next. I mean, there's only, I don't know, 25 or so restaurants in town, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a big deal. But does, I don't know if someone had to review the letter before it goes.
Yeah, we'll send it to Denise, and then Denise it'll be reviewed by administrator and the clerk.
Okay.
And then go from there. I mean, then I would do a PSA too, and I would send it to the chamber. Most of those restaurants and businesses are part of the chamber here in town, so they could send out an email for that, especially since they don't eat in the summertime.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
Yeah. And then you could also do a PSA, you put in the email blast. I wouldn't put the letter in it.
No. You know,
shorter graphic.
Yeah, we have some graphics.
So Denise could work on that, and she could send that to Nancy.
Is this for the whole state?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not our letter, but this is...
No, I know, yeah.
The law, yes, it's a state law, yeah.
August 1st, effective August 1st.
Yeah.
So did each restaurant get notified anyway by the state?
I doubt it. I doubt it very much.
Why not? So it's up to the...
Yeah, I mean, it's typical. I mean, most times the state passes a law and they rely on the municipalities to implement things, just like when the federal government does things, they rely on the states to do things, yeah.
And this is only for takeout locations?
No, it's for any restaurant. So, for example, if you have a, you go to some place like, I don't know, TS Ma, and you eat in the restaurant, and then you say, I want takeout, I want to take home my leftovers.
Right.
They shouldn't be giving you utensils in your
right.
bag.
Right, yeah, they should just be giving you the
food. They should just give you the food,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they also have a takeout business, so in their takeout business,
right.
They should, you know, you should either ask for something if you want it, or they
correct.
Just shouldn't give it to you. And I have seen some restaurants already where, like, on their website, if you order on the website, they'll have, like, a box to check if you want utensils.
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
I picked up at Blue Moon
yeah.
on Sunday, and, yeah, they had a whole thing.
Oh, did they?
Doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure some of them are wired in, and they know what's going on, but I'm sure some had no clue.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just why not let them know and give them a place to ask questions? So, all right, well, if anybody has anything specific that they, you know, you can just shoot me an email, and I'll get this going.
There's one typo in the second bullet.
What?
Customers, it says fining, should be dining, right?
Yes.
Yes,
it should be.
Good eye.
Good eye. Very impressive.
Legal eyes.
Yes,
illegal eyes.
Very good. Going over it.
All right. Well, if you see anything else, just let me know.
Value add.
All right. Next thing on the agenda is a Wyckoff food waste recycling program. Program is probably not the right word. Pilot is probably the right word. So I've been in touch with Joe Vanderwall. Not Vanderwall. Vanderplatt. That's why I keep doing that. At the... DPW, and he actually has sent out a request for information to 6 vendors that do this, I think just within the past week or so. And so, you know, we're going to see what kind of proposals we get, you know, what does it cost, what does it potentially do for the town. Part of the backdrop for this, aside from I think there are people that are interested in it, is that the state has issued some mandates regarding solid waste reduction. I think it's by 2035, which feels like a long way away, but it really isn't if you're going to implement big programs, that they're looking for a 50% reduction in solid waste. And food waste makes up 40 to 50% of solid waste. So that's, you know, that's the easiest target by far to go after. So. So we're going to take a look at that. There's some other towns in the county that have launched, whether it's curbside, I don't know if anybody has a curbside program, but like I know Ridgewood has a drop-off program. If you ever go to the Ridgewood train station, they actually have a bin all the way, I don't know what the name of the street is, that goes like underneath the trestle, but
Franklin,
all the way in the back.
That's Franklin.
Yeah, maybe that's Franklin, yeah. So all the way on the upper level where the station is, they have a bin all the way at the back. And the way it typically works is that they give people who are participating a code. So when you go with your bucket or whatever to dump your waste in, you got a key and a code, and then open it, put the stuff in, and they close it. So it keeps it secure.
So they're monitoring them.
Yeah, they monitor it, keeps the animals away, keeps the smells contained within the thing. And then I don't know the frequency at which it gets picked up, but I guess that's probably, you know, dictated by how quickly it gets full.
Okay.
So
is that a grant or the town pays for it?
I don't know what Ridgewood does, to be honest with you. There are different models. There are some models where people can opt in, and like people that are just really interested in it, and they can pay like, I don't know, $25, $50 a month to have the, you know, someone come and take their waste away. buy or a place to take it. Other places, the towns are paying for it. I mean, the benefit to the town is that, it, in theory, it should reduce your regular garbage expense. You know, I mean, it's a hard equation to figure out, I think, because until you do it, you don't know how much waste is actually going to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, the beauty of the, I call it the industrial food waste recycling as opposed to backyard composting, is you can put everything in it. You know, you put bones and meat and fat and all that kind of stuff, stuff you would never put in your backyard. Unless you really want bears and raccoons and things like that. So it's just, it's a whole different animal. So anyway, that's where that stands. She wrote on here 2026 commission meeting dates. I assume she meant 2027. And I don't see it here anywhere, so I think that's, we'll just cover that at the next meeting. And then I guess the town is doing another shred day, October 3rd.
They always do a spring and a fall.
Yeah, so then if they do a shred day, that would, we wouldn't be able to do the cleanup on the 3rd.
Yeah, and well, no, I think when they do it on a Saturday, they do it at the DPW. They don't do it at Memorial, the Lake Hoff Community Park.
Okay.
But it's still probably good not to do it on the same day.
Yeah.
I have to assume their volume is much less than it used to be, just because now you can just go wherever you want, and there's bins there. But I don't know if they've looked at that or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot less, but we still, part of our grant, we still have required to do it twice a year, believe it or not.
Really?
Do people actually use the bins? They come and drop like papers and crap?
Oh, yeah, I've used them,
yeah.
And sometimes they're pretty full.
They're right in the normal, like, drop-off area where you drop garbage.
Yeah, they're one of the, like, boxes, shipping boxes.
On the left.
The bins are locked, and then the box gets locked, too. That's it.
Yeah, it's like inside, like, a shed almost, I would say.
Yeah.
It's not a trailer, I don't think.
No, it's not a trailer.
It's
like
four or five bins in there, yeah, and they're all locked, yeah.
Huh.
So then we didn't do, you said we have to do one a year?
Two.
Two, so do we do?
We as a commission aren't really involved in it anymore, just the DPW manages it. We used to be involved when we did the styrofoam recycling events, and it was sort of like all the same day. But now there's a recycling bin also at the recycling yard, so they're really, you know, if we have these things, we'd rather get people to use them, you know, rather than trying to get volunteers.
I mean, it can't be cheap having that truck come in, right? The big shredder truck? When they do them?
I thought the county provided that for free.
Oh, we get two. We get one from the county, and then we get one for Gita. They do it for free, because there's a lot of money in shredded paper.
They can sell it.
Really?
Yeah. They want it, so that's why they offer the service.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know they wanted it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We did it with the styrofoam day last year.
Like last spring, that was the last one.
So who does the so does the town take the styrofoam anymore?
Yeah, we have it down at the yard.
There's a
styrofoam
container for it.
Yeah, there's a container at the yard, yeah.
So we don't do that anymore.
No, we don't have it anymore.
Last year we finished.
Yeah. At that event, we actually handed out flyers that
we did.
Told people about the bins. So, I mean, I haven't heard anybody complain about that. I don't know if anybody else has heard that we don't do that anymore, but.
You can bring it anytime.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Under grant programs, we have this community energy planning grant that I think the town received some money a year or so ago, but I have not heard anything about that. We just have Matt staying there as a placeholder. I don't know if you know anything about that, Pete.
No.
And I'm not aware of any other grants at the moment. There is no, Bill's not here, so there's no planning board update today. So the Sustainable Hub, our next meeting is next Monday. And the main topics are going to be, it seems to be a repeat topic for us, is the Saddle River watershed and flooding, because there's some big issues in the county. Apparently, I didn't know this, but I think by value, we're like the first or second highest risk county in the country for flooding, because not because we have more floods than maybe some other places, but because we have more valuable property, particularly in Paramus with all the stores and everything, and they've paved over a lot of the wetlands over the years, so you know there's not a whole lot of places for the water to go. So I'll report back on that next meeting. I know if someone is planning to bring up whatever the plans, hey Stan, what are our plans in general in the county for extreme heat events? I've seen on Facebook where they have 5 or 6 cooling centers that people can go to. I think the closest one to us is in Midland Park. There's a senior center that's like an official cooling center when it's really hot out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've not heard it being an issue in our town, but I think there are some towns that are probably lower on the socioeconomic scale that have maybe some homelessness, and they do have some issues that they're concerned about. And then the last issue, I know that you may or may not have heard, but there's some plans to expand at Teterboro, the airport. And I think there was a request that they can dispose of some of their, whatever they're digging up, into some wetland areas. And so that's become an issue as well. So we'll see what kind of report back I have next time on that. Denise would normally do the clean community, so I have nothing on that. And then junior commissioner projects. So we finished our last ones. I never remember which kid was which, because they both started with the same first.
Justin was the skip the stuff.
Yeah, and then the other kid, Jackson, was the recycling at the schools.
Yeah.
So he actually presented awards at Coolidge to, because Coolidge won the competition, and he went to, I guess, the end of the year assembly. He's talked about it, and you know, the teachers or whoever handed out the water bottles to the kids, but so that came to a nice end. And then just to remind everybody, we're switching to a school year program from a calendar year program. Mm-hmm. So we will pick new junior commissioner or commissioners in September and go from there in the school year. And then our next meeting is September 28th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow, we got a nice break.
Yeah, you can have one. Take August off. It's okay. and it feels like we went through that pretty quickly.
We did.
That's
amazing.
That's great. Pretty much what I have. Does anybody else have anything they want to bring up?
Sure.
Everybody wants to go and enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Anybody from the green team want to say anything, or you don't have to. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes. Okay. All right. Since everybody raised their hand, I'll pick a couple of you and we'll go for that.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thanks,
we're done.
That was the quickest ever.
Right.
No questions.
We're getting better at it.